Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
In Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection to beer anywhere. Plenty of help to get the cases out to the car, plenty of free parking, really well laid out, wide aisles. Soft drinks, soda, water, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Big basketball weekend, a lot of wrestling next weekend. So why don't you stock up now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Iowa has four senior starters in its lineup. Mike Gazell, Anthony Clemens, Jared Udoff, and Adam Woodbury. Those four senior starters have never won a game in the Big Ten tournament, including last night when they were knocked off by Illinois.
Nunn to inbound it. No timeouts for either team. Here is Nunn looking for a Hill with a catch. Down to Morgan, who's free, and the Illini have won it! Hill to Morgan, standing all by himself under the basket, and the Illini survive in the quarterfinal Friday. They have knocked off Iowa 68-66 in Indianapolis.
Great call by my good friend Brian Barnhart. Brian Barnhart, your Jerry Hester chuckling in the background, and Ed Bond, their engineer. Brian, Jerry, Ed, Dick Girardi, and I went out to dinner at the tavern on Saturday night, as a matter of fact. So that's the outstanding work of Brian Barnhart right there from the Fighting Illini Radio Network. Iowa seniors have never won a game in the Big Ten tournament. They went 0-4. That's amazing. I saw Gary Dolphin, their play-by-play guy, because we were the next game up, so their broadcast location was next to us, and he looks at me and says, Jonesy, I don't know what to tell you. I said, I don't know what to say to you either, so don't feel like you're the only one that's at a loss for words. I can't explain it. They had come all the way back. They'd hit 5 out of 6 shots and tied the game at 66 until that play there by Maverick Morgan to win the game for them at the wire. Everything was close except for the late game last night. Nebraska took out Wisconsin and won by, I want to say, they beat them by 13 last night. But everything else, Illinois wins by 2. Ohio State beats Penn State by 4. Michigan in overtime beat Northwestern by 2. Then today, Michigan beat Indiana by 3. Now, this one right now between Purdue and Illinois is a rout. Got a lot of wrestling coming up next week. NCAA championships at Madison Square Garden in New York. And we'll have Nate Cobbler and Jeff Byers on the show next week to talk about that and more. Penn State will have 9 wrestlers there. Of course, Bucknell, Dan Wurzenberger's team is going to be represented there as well. Penn State will have 9 wrestlers there. Gina Morelli got added in as an at-large on Wednesday. The other 8 won their way in. And, I mean, look, destiny's in hand for Penn State. They're trying to win their 5th national championship in the last 6 years. There's no doubt they're the heavy favorite going in. They have to be the heavy favorite going in. I mean, who's going to beat them? I mean, even Nolf, who's a number 2 seed, he's going to get them so many bonus points leading up to the championship round with Martinez, and then, you know, then you take your shot and see if you can beat Martinez for a second time in 3 outings. It, 7 years for Cale Sanderson, 7 years, and he can win a 5th national championship. Just remarkable what he's done. He's just done a great, great job. And has an outstanding team, and they're a fun team to watch wrestle. There are a lot of teams in the country. For example, Iowa, Ohio State. They're not fun teams to watch in wrestling. I mean, just not. I think they both. Penn State advances the sport where they get some casual fans interested because they're a high-action, high-energy team. Iowa and Ohio State, okay, take the casual fan out of it because they look out there and go, you got to be kidding me, somebody do something. Penn State's out there doing something all the time, all the time. Penn State's constantly on the attack, and then Cale preaches that all the time. That's why they're getting more people involved in watching, because Penn State is the team that people want to watch. Well, it'll be a Madison Square Garden next week. And I've talked about the garden part before. Everyone knows how I feel about it. I think it's a golden opportunity to really advance the sport in the largest market in the country with 14 million people in the metro area, where you're going to have coverage from Yes, SNY, from WCBS, WABC, WNBC, and also from, you know, with the New York Times, the Post, the Daily News. You're going to have at least some coverage. It will not be the front page. It will not be the back page of the Daily News or the Post, but you're going to get coverage. When they ship this thing back to Oklahoma City or St. Louis or whatever, you can kiss all that coverage goodbye. ESPN does a good job with it, does a very good job with it. And they'll also have matches, not just on ESPN, but ESPN3 as well next week. So that will be great. We'll have a lot of coverage on that for you next week. Right now, basketball dominates. The NFL dominates. Mark Sanchez dealt by the Eagles to the Denver Broncos. Conditional pick. Sanchez was not going anywhere fast in Philadelphia. This opens the door for him to maybe get a starting job with Denver now that Osweiler is signed with the Texans for 4 years at $72 million, that Peyton Manning is now retired. This opens the door for Sanchez out there. And for the Eagles now, just go out and find yourself a competent veteran backup, because obviously you know that Sam Bradford has a history of being fragile. 800-795-9565. We'd love to hear from you. 800-795-9565 is the number. And we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on. And I already outlined for you in the opening half hour what Penn State's postseason possibilities were. Yes, they're NIT eligible, but right now you have, at this moment, 11 of those spots are going to be taken by conference champions that are not going to go to the NCAAs. So now you're down to 21 open spots. So that's not happening. Penn State did not file the paperwork for the CBI. Penn State has shown some interest in the Vegas 16, but that was before last night's game. So I didn't get the inclination in talking with Patrick in the locker room after the game last night that he was inclined to go in that direction. It seemed like he was inclined. He talked to Dick and me more about recruiting next, because he wants to make sure that there's only X amount of times you can see even your signed players in person. It is not unlimited. And I know Lamar Stevens, Tony Carr, and Naz Bostic have another game coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the PAAAs. I don't, to be honest about it, Roman is the best team in the state. And you guys don't like to hear that. What do you mean, they're better than every District 4 team? Yeah, they might be. But oh, just kidding. Then the best team in AAA is probably Newman Garetti. Probably, you know, there's no doubt about that. Okay, we'll keep everybody up to date. We'll have the PIAA Wrestling Championship update coming up at the bottom of the hour. 4:35, Steve Williams is going to join us from the Giant Center. And Hershey, to update on double and triple A. Somebody did ask me, when you had Steve Williams on yesterday, somebody asked me about this. You know, you didn't really ask any specific questions about wrestlers. I can't. He has to provide those specifics. I can't. Because they're high school wrestlers, and even though I don't announce wrestling, I'm still the play-by-play voice of Penn State football, basketball, and am paid by the university to broadcast their games. And because of that, under the better safe than sorry, well, they're not recruiting that kid. It doesn't matter if they're not recruiting the kid. He's still, you know, so that's why I will ask Steve in general questions, and then he answers them. The NFL Combine is next week here. Pro Day here is the 17th. And I think we're going to get a little more access at Pro Day than we've had before. And because of that, we're going to have a little bit more to pass on to you. If not Thursday, we'd pass it on to you Friday. Looking forward to that very much. And I mean, when I mean access, I mean good stuff. Chance to talk to a lot of people along the way that we'd like to pass along to you, if possible. 800-795-9565. What is on your sports brain today? I mean, I'd update you on the Purdue-Illinois game, but really? No need to. They were crushing it by 25 the last time I looked. And what's really sad is that Sean told me before the show that, you know, I really feel good about Illinois in this spot. Like, I don't know. No. I'll say this. Purdue has A.J. Hammons. I voted A.J. third overall and obviously first team all Big Ten. Isaac Haas is the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. He is 7'2". He looks like he has size 20 feet. He looks like he has size 200 hands. He's massive. He's in shape. It's just, I've never seen a guy that big. 86-52, by the way, with 306 to go. Purdue was winning.
That's almost the mercy rule for high school football.
Oh, my goodness. UConn and Cincinnati tied at 62 with, let's see. Oh, they're going to overtime. Ah, overtime. Very nice. Between UConn and Cincy. LSU leads Tennessee 30-29. Under 2 minutes go in the first. Earlier, Michigan on a three by Chapman. Chapman beat Indiana 72-69. Texas A&M beat Florida 72-66. Nova and Providence are tonight. Ohio State and Michigan State tonight. Maryland and Nebraska tonight. Baylor and Kansas play tonight. Notre Dame and North Carolina play tonight. Miami and Virginia play tonight. Alabama and Kentucky play tonight. Also, tonight it'll be Oklahoma against West Virginia. Arizona State takes on Oregon tonight. A lot of people think Oregon's a number one seed. No way. If Michigan State wins the Big Ten tournament, there's no way you keep them off the number one line. Now, admittedly, I went by the Marriott a few times where the committee is meeting. But there's no way you can't sit there and look at the eye test and tell me that Michigan State is not a number one seed. If they win the Big Ten tournament. They don't win the Big Ten tournament, all bets are off. I think Indiana losing today dropped them to 3, or possibly Indiana could be on the 4 line. But Michigan State and Kansas right now are the two teams playing cut above basketball. I would think if they win, Michigan State wins. But Kansas, Michigan State, and Villanova, they win. Their tournaments, their number one seeds. And I think the ACC winner, if it is Virginia or North Carolina, gets the other one, not Oklahoma. As number one seeds. Now, Sean's going to fill out his bracket. This is always entertaining. What'd you win, $8.2 million last year? It's a pretty impressive number.
I would have took you out to lunch if I did that.
Great. Lunch? Come on. Dinner.
All right, we go to the tavern.
But, yeah, we'll reveal our brackets on Monday. You all set for that?
I can't tell you the last time I filled a bracket out. Probably at least 5 years. Drives me crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it drove me crazy every year. So I stopped filling out brackets. So
my goodness.
Just I need to come out of retirement.
I mean, you're no fun at all. Come on, have some fun.
I have. I just wanted to just sit back and just watch the games and enjoy them as they, you know, as each one happens, instead of worrying about a bracket.
I understand.
I know it's kind of against the grain, but.
Well, you know what? It's interesting about this. it's interesting in that when we look at, we've talked extensively, we've done a lot of talk on this show since August about DraftKings and FanDuel, a lot. And there's no doubt that it's a form of gambling. And the NCAA tournament bracket is, you know, $1, $5, $10. Is it technically gambling? Of course it is, technically. But that's the link that sports has. Now, I'm not a person that believes that legalized sports gambling solves a lot of things. I think it's something worthy of looking into, and I've always said that the leagues themselves, NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, if they could figure out a way where they get a nice cut of the action out of this, they actually would, to me, it's only my opinion, that they would endorse legalized sportsbook in the country. Now, they have it in Nevada, obviously. Oregon. Who are the other two states? It's four states that are allowed to have it. Montana, Oregon, and Nevada, obviously. Who's the other one? Delaware. New Jersey had a chance at it years ago and said no. Now they're trying to get it back, and they're being told no. And now it's turned into a court case. But would that solve things, or is it just another mechanism for states to get money? I'll say this. You got to give states credit, and you got to give the federal government credit. They come up with all sorts of ways to get money. God forbid anybody'd save any. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors. Cure for March sadness.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Sunbury Motors Ford has your truck. So avoid March sadness and don't miss these Truck Month deals. Choose from over 100 new F-150s with savings over 10 grand. F-150s start as low as $25,219. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling truck 39 consecutive years.
There's one sold every 42 seconds.
Pick from over 65 new 2016 Ford Escapes and take $37.50 off, and they start from just $20,490. Get 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2016 Escapes, Explorers, and Expeditions, and 2015 Edges and F-150s during SMC's March Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors is also the area's premier commercial truck center, stocking super duties like chassis cabs, crew cabs, dualies, and diesels. Avoid March sadness. Come get your truck at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Does Sean Carey like Manchester United?
I'm kind of wondering how long Louis van Gaal's going to stay.
But do you like them?
You know me, I'm a Chelsea guy.
I'm just saying, but do you like Manchester United? Yes or no?
Our former colleague, Mark Mahoney, that's his team.
Yes, but do you like them? Yes or no?
No.
And that was your English Premier League moment, brought to you by insert sponsor here. 800-795-9565 is our number. That could have gone faster if you just said yes or no earlier. Oh, my goodness. 800-795-9565. Jump in. We'd love to hear from you. Steve Williams coming up next half hour from the Giants Center. We'll talk to him. It was interesting. Somebody was mentioning to me, he said, you know, some of Penn State's fundamentals defensively aren't great. And I said, have you watched Ben Simmons, the number one draft pick, when he comes out? You ever watch some of his fundamentals, where his hands are, footwork? Not that great. And he's going to fit right in. College coaches do not like their players watching NBA players because they do not play with great fundamentals. And sometimes they have to break habits of younger players who have been watching older players play. And that is something that's always been bothersome. And you're going to find more of that in football and basketball. You're not going to find that in wrestling, because there is no professional league for them to try to emulate. But some of the fundamental things that you see NBA guys do, a couple of fundamental things you see NFL guys do, younger players emulate that sometimes. And sometimes the coaches have to break that habit. Other sports don't have that issue, but in football and basketball, you do have the issue because they're on TV all the time. And you watch Ben Simmons play, outstanding. I mean, great talent. Great at distributing the ball, good rebounder, really good shooter inside and out. But there are some things that he does fundamentally that just are not sound. I mean, the thing about Simmons, they had two knocks on Simmons coming into the season, that he's not a great shooter and he doesn't play motivated. Well, that comes out of the fundamentals I'm talking about. He's not a great fundamental basketball player. All right. PNAA Wrestling Championships next on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, Imports, Domestics, Microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Store's really well laid out. Plenty of help to get the cases out to the car. Oh, by the way, the car's parked in an area that's all free parking. Water, soda, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is second to none. Barrel Pickles and Dills, we love them. Corey, awesome. Great place. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Take a test drive. It's gorgeous out. Steve Williams joins us from the Giant Center in Hershey. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much for having me back.
What choice do we have? No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. Hey, I made the phone call. You know, I got to get on. Huh?
You darn right you got to get on. We're thrilled you called back, as a matter of fact. Take us through what you've seen and give me an idea of the tone and tenor of what you've seen last night and today.
Well, I'll tell you, last night and today, it's been bloody for District 4 wrestlers. Last night in the AAA, Nick Gittins from Shikellamy lost in his first round, then he got beat in the consolations. He's been eliminated. Drew Boob had a good match in the first round. He's got a tough one coming up here very shortly. He wrestles the top-ranked kid in the state, Rob from Armstrong. Actually, they'll be up here in just a few minutes. We're all the way up to about 170 pounds here in the AAA action. So not a good result for Nick Gittins. Last night, talked to him a little bit, still very upbeat, really good kid. Boob, he's got a tough road ahead. Really bloody round this morning for the AA kids. There's only one wrestler from our area still alive in the championship bracket. That is Jarrett Lane of Southern Columbia Hills. He will wrestle Bo Bayless of Reynolds tonight in the semifinals for a chance to go to the finals. Todd Lane was beaten by Taylor Ortz of Brookville. And let's see, Stokes was a loser from Milton, as was Heller. So really, a lot of these guys, and a lot of them are getting knocked out. Lewisburg only has one wrestler left in Jordan Gessner. Milton has Brandon Stokes left. Southern Columbia, the strongest right now with three wrestlers left. Blake Mark's still in the consolations. Danville lost both of their wrestlers. Line Mountain with only Brian Earlston still remaining where Run got knocked out. So it's been bloody here in the mats of the Giant Center for District 4 wrestlers. Some really tough wrestling. And the way things got seated, they just pick out the brackets randomly, and there have been a lot of number one and number two wrestlers going up against each other in the quarterfinals. But, you know, the PIAA doesn't do any rankings, so they don't care what everybody else thinks.
Wow, that's a real backwards way of doing it.
Yeah, they don't see the tournament, so they used to do it where they had rotating brackets, but then, you know, people knew ahead what the brackets would be, and they had incidences of, somebody maybe throwing a regional final to get a better seating. So now they just pull them out of a hat and fill the names in. The only thing they won't do is they won't put two state champions on the same side of the bracket. But, of course, that's been the talk of a lot of the fans and a lot of the press here this weekend. But I, don't know if PIAA has any thoughts to change that. They'd have to get into the ratings game if they want to do that.
All right. It's awfully hard to understand certain individual matchups because you don't get a chance. As much wrestling as you want, you don't get a chance to see everybody. Are you disappointed by what you've seen just based on the fact that you know so many kids that they didn't advance further?
Yeah, it's tough. These kids put a lot into it, and to see, we want to see those matches, but we'd like to see them in the semifinals or the finals. So, a kid that's, been top-ranked or the defending state champion getting beaten in the quarterfinals, that's tough. It does add a lot of excitement to the arena. There's a lot of fan involvement when that happens, but, it's tough for the kid that gets beat. So, again, that's, it's just the way it is. I guess some years it's better than others. This year, they all seem to bunch up like that.
I asked you yesterday about the crowds. What did you see last night? What have you seen today?
Better crowd last night, but then AAA is generally better attended than AA. Real good crowd today, and we'll have good crowds for the rest of the week. Because, a lot of people, they don't take that Thursday off. They maybe come Thursday night. And there's a good amount of fans from the local Harrisburg-Hershey area that come. And that is obvious when, one of the local kids is out there wrestling. It gets pretty loud sometimes.
So, Steve, now give me an indication of what you're looking for tonight to then set up tomorrow.
Well, hoping that Lane is able to advance. I'd like to have, at least one local wrestler in the finals. Again, Drew Boob, he is going to have the match of his life. He's certainly capable. I got to watch the kid that he wrestled a little bit, and he's a house. I mean, he is just, he's already a college-level recruit-type wrestler. He's just everything there is. But I mean, he also looks like he's a pretty darn good football player, too. It's been a tough tournament for District 4. Very unusual. I can't remember the last time that in either the AA or AAA that District 4, didn't have some legitimate shots, at least at finalists, if not, champions. But right now, just one. So District 4 getting beaten up down here.
What about, have you noticed coaches, college coaches, hanging around the Giant Center taking a look at some of these guys?
I haven't seen them because I haven't really gotten out and around. Just kind of, I've been spending a lot of time down on the floor.
Come on, you got to live more, man. You got to live more. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, those guys are all getting ready for nationals next week, so I don't know. I don't know how much time the head coaches are going to take. I know that they've got a lot of assistant coaches, and they don't always know who those guys are. I've seen some guys that I know that are coaching in college. I don't know if they're here looking, but. In Pennsylvania, they pretty much already know who they're looking at when they're sophomores, I think.
Right.
Because they get that, you see that talent very early on.
Well, Steve, I want to ask you about that because everything goes in cycles. I can tell you that there are a lot of people that think the talent in this state football-wise is really good this upcoming year and really good the year after, especially at certain positions. A lot of people talk about that Penn State needs linebackers and that this is a really great linebacker crop in the state this year. When you've talked to other people down at the Giant Center, what do they think of this year's crop of wrestlers that you're watching right now? Are they in that really good, everybody's got to have them category, or is there? It turns out it's one of those years where it's just a select few?
Well, it's not as many as it has been in the past. A lot of those guys that have already gone through Penn State that were on everybody's wish list. But there are some good kids down here. Lee and, Rob, they're certainly going to be well looked at. Probably not as many. But the other thing that I'm looking at, too, is that I like to look at some of these freshmen as they're coming up, and you can kind of see, you know, based on what I've seen before and how I think that they're going to, how they're going to mature, and also the college strategy. I mean, it's more of a riding-type strategy, and that's, you know, filtering down into the high schools. We're not seeing a lot of the wide-open takedowns, where we're seeing more of the riding. A lot of really good defensive wrestling on their feet. So, you know, that, you know, the sport, it's a real go-to sport, but it's always morphing and changing. And these coaches are looking to see, you know, what they can do to get their kids to the next level. And they've gotten away from the take them down, let them up type of thing and gotten more into the riding part of it. And you're seeing a lot of really tough riders.
Steve, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the great coverage, and the audience appreciates it more than anything else. Thanks, bud.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Talk later.
All right. Yep, Steve Williams joining us from the Giant Center in Hershey. We'll wrap up the week in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors has the cure for March sadness.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Sunbury Motors Ford has your truck. So avoid March sadness and don't miss these Truck Month deals. Choose from over 100 new F-150s with savings over 10 grand. F-150s start as low as $25,219. The Ford F-150 has been the number one selling truck 39 consecutive years.
There's one sold every 42 seconds.
Pick from over 65 new 2016 Ford Escapes and take $3,750 off. And they start from just $20,490. Get 0% financing for just 60 months on all 2016 Escapes, Explorers, and Expeditions. And 2015 Edges and F-150s during SMC's March Truck Sale. Sunbury Motors is also the area's premier commercial truck center, stocking Super Duties like chassis cabs, crew cabs, dualies, and diesels. Avoid March sadness. Come get your truck at Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewer's Outlet in Sunbury.
Well, I might try and just go out and play like two holes of golf tonight, just to kind of take a few swings. Last night before the game, I don't know, for about 5-10 minutes, somewhere around there, Mike Tirico and I were talking, and Mike said, he says, it's really great, Steve. He said, I got this text today, they're going to have the mats out. And I said, Mike, he said, here, I said, they actually opened the course. He says, what? I said, yeah. So they opened the course Tuesday. Said, I might be playing this weekend. And what's good for him is he's got, Mike told me he has an NBA game, I want to, Saturday? He did the two games today. I think he's got a game Saturday, because I was asking about travel. And then I guess he's got 3 weeks off, which is really good. And, of course, and it turned out he was staying in the same hotel we were, but that's where Wisconsin was as well. And Andy North, the two-time U.S. Open champ. Andy North is a huge, huge Wisconsin basketball fan. He and his wife are the ones that donated the money for the court at the Kohl's Center. He follows them religiously all over the country. I mean, every single time Wisconsin has played at the Jordan Center, Andy North has been at the Jordan Center for the game. And follows them all over the place. Now, turned out Wisconsin and Penn State both had exits out of the same hotel today. But, and so, Mike Tirico is one of the really good guys. You know, you watch him do Monday Night Football with Gruden and so forth, and he's a pro's pro. He does an excellent job. I have tremendous respect for him. And he, yeah, it's good to hear he's going to get a little time off.
He
now, they're not doing as much.
He is an absolute road warrior.
Yeah, you know what, though? But he doesn't, but they don't have the British Open anymore. And that's, you know, as much as he enjoys announcing golf, and he'll be at the Masters. He'll be at Augusta National for that, for the first two rounds. But they don't have, ESPN doesn't have golf. ABC doesn't have golf anymore. NBC got the Ryder Cup. So he's going to get a little more time off once they get out of the conference finals in the NBA in June. But he's going to get three. He told me, he says, I got 3 weeks off. I said, great. I said, I don't have 3 weeks off, but I mean, I won't have games for another five. I want another game for 5 weeks when I do the blue-white game with Jack. Triple overtime, UConn and Cincy, huh, Sean?
Last check, both teams are fighting. 78, what do we got? 84-83 UConn with about a minute to go, triple overtime.
Wow. Big day. Mark Sanchez dealt by the Eagles to the Broncos for a draft pick. They did not announce which pick it is. I think part of this is that Sanchez has to pass the physical for the Broncos first, which he, you know, based on what you understand, he should do with relative ease. And Johnny Manziel was released by the Browns. And Colin Kaepernick, who has tremendous respect for Hugh Jackson, is very interested in the Cleveland Browns. UConn with 104 to go leads Cincinnati in the third overtime, 84-83. LSU leads Tennessee 49-46 with 13 to go. Cameron Chapman hit a three at the wire with 0.2 to go, and Michigan beat Indiana 72-69. But Duncan Robinson hit a three to tie that game. Robinson, well, he's a great story. Do you realize Duncan Robinson is the only player, and we've done research on this, the only player we can find that transferred from Division III to Division I and got a scholarship right away. He was at Division III Williams, which is an excellent Division III school. And it turned out the coach there has a deep connection with John Beilein. He said, look, we had a guy here who we think can play for you. Really? Well, Robinson can play. I mean, he looks like he's a guy who can only just stand outside and shoot threes. And he's big. He's 6'8", so he gets his own shot just on pure height. But he actually can put the ball on the deck and take it to the basket. And he had a big three to tie that game after Yogi Ferrell missed a free throw. Purdue beat Illinois 89-58, so Illinois finally ran out of gas. Texas A&M beat Florida 72-66 tonight. Nova and Providence at the Garden. Ohio State and Michigan State 6:30 to be followed by Maryland and Nebraska. Notre Dame plays North Carolina tonight down at the Verizon Center, which is where the tournament will be next year for the Big Ten. And the other half tonight is Virginia against Miami. Oregon's playing Arizona tonight. Cal against Utah. It is West Virginia against Oklahoma in the Big 12. The other semifinal is Baylor against Kansas. So that gets everybody up to date on what's happening in college basketball. If we get anything on this UConn deal before it's over with Cincinnati. The intensity of the games is really impressive. People are wondering, though, if they don't. I talked about this yesterday. They're trying to figure out what to do, if anything, to the regular season. There are certain things that they do in the regular season which are just fine. By having you open up on Veterans Day weekend, so you play at Ramstein, you play at Okinawa, you play on an aircraft carrier, just something a little bit different. They have obviously great tournaments like Maui, Atlantis, Puerto Rico. You know, Penn State this year played in the Vegas tournament, which actually was really good. I like that tournament. That was really well done. Some tournaments you go to and go, oh, why did they do this? But not that one. That one ended up being a really, really good tournament to be in. It was a real plus. And they do some made-for-TV games. And they really do try to go out of their way to promote it, get some made-for-TV games. You know, Kansas played Michigan State like 2 years in a row. And, you know, that was done at midseason, just kind of get some juice going. But they're looking at the possibility of going to four quarters like the women. Nathan Davis said on the show Monday, yeah, he wouldn't mind seeing that happen. I asked Patrick Chambers that same question Monday night on the coaches show. Said the same thing. He wouldn't mind seeing it. They talked about last minute of the game having the ability to advance the ball to midcourt to get things started. An NBA rule. Okay. They've talked about starting the basketball season December 1st after the football season. They've talked about starting the basketball season after January 2nd and having it extend into the end of April into early May. These are all items that they have just thrown out in a brainstorming situation to maybe give a little more juice to the sport. Last year, the championship game, which Duke won over Wisconsin, drew 28.3 million people to watch it on TV. 28.3 million. It was on CBS. But, and it actually outdrew the viewership of the semifinals for the college football playoff, which drew 26.4 million. Interesting. But here's the other part. They're not going to draw 28.3 million for the championship game this year. You can rest assured of that. Because CBS could not make all of this go financially on their own, despite the fact that they are the number one network. They are raking in big money from their NFL contract. They are raking in big money from their primetime lineup, which is number one, which means they can sell it at a higher premium. They needed TBS to go in as a partner with them on the college basketball tournament. Now, the beneficiary, of course, is the fan, because each game now is singular. You can pick out whatever game you want instead of being stuck with a game in your area, and then you're looking down at the bottom and you're saying, Virginia's tied with Austin Peay with a minute to go. Why can't I watch that game? Well, now you can, so it's to your benefit. But TBS was brought in by CBS as a partner because that was the way they could get to the number to outbid ESPN for the tournament. So they did. Part of the compromise is what you're about to see coming up in 3 weeks. TBS, not CBS, will have the Final Four. TBS, not CBS, will have the national championship game. National championship game will probably draw 15 to 20 million viewers, which will be 8 million fewer than CBS because it's on TBS and not on CBS. At least that's my prediction. Great weekend. Let's see. UConn, 1 second left. Cincinnati leads them 88 to 85 with 1 second left. Looks like Cincinnati's about to advance in triple overtime. Great weekend. Selection Sunday coming up and the NCAA Wrestling Championships next week. A lot of people here can't wait to go to the Garden for a Penn State Wrestling Garden Party. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury.